Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're taking back our lives from those pesky little screens and reclaiming the joy of living in a real world. I'm your host, Novalane, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home for all of us digital natives. We're talking about setting realistic goals for digital detox, because let's face it, going cold turkey can be like trying to quit coffee without a serious headache, not exactly sustainable. Ever felt that overwhelming urge to check your phone every 5 seconds? You know that feeling when you put it down for a few minutes, and suddenly your brain starts buzzing with anxiety? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to our devices. We can actually set ourselves up for success with achievable goals that fit into our lives without making us feel like we're quitting the party early. So, buckle up. Because I am about to drop 5 key takeaways that will help you crush those digital detox goals and actually stick to them. First things first. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Think of it like this: instead of aiming for a marathon digital detox, start with small sprints. Maybe it's just 30 minutes in the morning without checking your phone, or an hour before bed dedicated to reading a book instead of scrolling endlessly through social media. Small changes add up to huge wins. Number 2. Identify your biggest phone time traps. Are you constantly glued to Instagram, lost in a YouTube rabbit hole, or playing endless rounds of that addictive mobile game? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start strategizing ways to avoid them. And subscribe from those tempting newsletters, delete those distracting apps, and even put your phone in another room when you're trying to focus on something else. Third, find a replacement for your scrolling habit. This is crucial. When your brain is used to getting instant gratification from your phone, it needs something else to keep it happy. So, what are some alternatives? How about taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, catching up with a friend, or finally starting that creative project you've been putting off? 4. Build in accountability and support. Tell your friends and family about your goals and ask them to cheer you on. Join an online community of people who are also trying to reduce the screen time. Their strength in numbers. Sharing your journey can make a huge difference, not only for motivation but also for keeping you honest with yourself. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you slip up, and that's okay. Just dust yourself off, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your successes, big or small, and remind yourself why you're doing this in the first place to reclaim your time, your attention, and ultimately, your life. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was a notorious phone addict. Seriously, that girl could scroll through social media for hours on end. One day, she decided she wanted to make a change, but the thought of going cold turkey terrified her. So, she started with something small just 30 minutes before bed without checking her phone. It was tough at first, but she found herself actually sleeping better and feeling more relaxed in the evenings. She gradually increased that time, eventually working her way up to an hour or two each night dedicated to reading, journaling, or just simply enjoying the silence. And you know what? She felt amazing. Sarah wasn't just detoxing from her phone, she was detoxing from stress and anxiety. Her focus improved, she felt more present in conversations, and she even started rediscovering hobbies she neglected because of her constant screen time. So, my fellow digital warriors, take inspiration from Sarah's story. Remember, you don't have to be perfect. Start small, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of making gradual changes for lasting impact. Before we wrap up, let's recap the key takeaways. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality, identify your biggest phone time traps, find healthy replacements for scrolling, build an accountability and support, and be kind to yourself. Now, go out there and conquer those digital detox goals one small step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little digital detox motivation, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, stay connected to the real world, not just the virtual one. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.